Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And I told you yesterday about an article that I saw, Emirates spreads its wings in South Africa. An agreement between Emirates and the South African Tourism Council has seen a significant increase in flights in and out of South Africa. Demand is at an all-time high, especially after the COVID pandemic. We wanted to understand what this really means and also get a little bit more details around the state of South African airports. Dr. Guy Leach, aviation analyst, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Lovely to be with you. I'm absolutely great this morning.
So tell me, the Emirates deal, what is the story? Because Emirates have been flying in and out of South Africa for a while.
Yeah, the picture is actually really interesting because the government has got to balance the need on the one hand to grow South Africa's economy, particularly the tourism aspect. On the other hand, they want to give SAA a chance to get back on its feet, wings, if you like, and get going. And SAA has been very slow in getting back its international routes. If you remember, there was a lot of noise in the media recently about the International Air Services Licensing Council, which gives the licenses for international routes, wanting to pull SAA's international routes or some of them away because it wasn't actually using them. There is a use it or lose it principle at stake here. But at the same time, the tourism industry really needs incoming tourists to fill the hotels, and it's an absolutely fantastic job creator. In fact, for every dollar spent on an air ticket, there's at least $10 additional value created in the economy. So what has actually been happening is that the government has been actually very liberal and allowing other airlines to come in and operate or take up the space that has been left by SAA's slow return to international operations.
And what does that mean practically? What I understood, there'll be more flights coming in, but also there'll be more domestics. There'll be domestic flights. Is that right?
Well, absolutely, because Emirates already has what are called code share or interlining agreements with a number of local feeder airlines in South Africa, such as Air Link, for instance. So those airlines will also lift their game, as it were, to continue to feed these Emirates flights. And we're seeing increasingly that the big three Gulf carriers, you know, Emirates, Qatar, and the other one, are also going to the smaller destinations, not just Johannesburg. They're flying to Durban and to Cape Town direct, which again reduces the direct demand for domestic low-cost carriers here because people can get onto those flights directly. But it's really great. We've seen, for instance, in the Western Cape, the massive success of the Cape Airlift, and that has created a huge growth in tourism by encouraging airlines to fly directly to Cape Town, you know, bypassing Johannesburg. It's great for the economies, but not so great for South African airlines.
I also saw an article saying that they hope to be flying to places like Windhoek by Christmas. I mean, that's not quite good enough as a statement, is it? You've either got to be open and allowing people to book and then give people the confidence to book, or it's just never going to work.
SAA is in a bit of a catch to or a tight corner at the moment because it's trying to rebuild its fleet, but it doesn't really have the capital at this stage or the ability to enter into leases, particularly while this long-awaited Tecatsa consortium deal is going down, whereby this consortium will take a 51% stake in the airline. So it's put out a few tentative requests for more aircraft at this stage. Those don't look as though they're happening. The fleet is very limited already, and it's struggling to operate its regional routes. Yes, it's operating as far afield as Accra and Ghana and so on, but it's already pretty much reached its capacity in terms of its own aircraft to continue to expand regionally, which again is it means it's losing out on market share to the other operators who are moving in.
And let's just talk about the state of our airports, because there's certainly been some concerns about the wear and tear and what things are currently looking like.
100%. It's interesting that of all airports, Zambia's Luanda Airport, Kenneth Kaunda Airport, has now won the best airport prize in Africa. So AXA is struggling to keep our once world-class airlines airports competitive. And there's no excuse for that, really, because airports are a fantastic business to have. You know, they're a monopoly. There's nobody else competes with you. So there's really very little reason for South Africa's once great airports that were built for the World Cup not to be able to compete at this rate. But we're seeing increasing failures in logistics with, for instance, fuel supply problems. We're seeing problems with lack of staffing. Look, it's the lack of staffing problems are not just
It's definitely global.
It's very much global. Yeah, but nonetheless, our airlines, our airports have also been struggling to keep up with the surprising recovery or strong recovery of global air travel and visitors to South Africa.
Who's responsible for the maintenance of our airports?
Well, AXA, the airport company of South Africa, they charge enormous fees both to the airlines and, in particular, to the what we call the non-airside operations, which are like the retail operations and parking. You know, paying parking at O.R. Tambo or Cape Town Airport makes your eyes water. It's so expensive, and that's where a lot of their revenue comes from as well.
Are they the airport company of South Africa? Are they government owned?
Well, notionally, they are run commercially, but yes, they are essentially state-owned.
So there's really no reason why our airports need to be in the state that they're in if they are receiving these massive fees from the airlines, from the airports, etc.
Well, no, I mean, obviously it's not that simple, but they had a massive hole cut in their balance sheets by the COVID lockdown. The airlines suffered enormously in terms of loss of travel, loss of passengers, and all the associated support services. The Civil Aviation Authority as well relies hugely on passenger charges or levies. So all of these institutions were really hammered by COVID, and they don't really have the balance sheet now to just get back in and refinance themselves to get themselves up to speed. Perhaps, you know, a soft loan from government wouldn't be amiss in this regard. But again, I don't think that the South African airports are that bad. You know, it's as you mentioned, it's a global or worldwide problem.
Absolutely right. That's where we leave it. Dr. Guy Ilitch, who is the aviation analyst, talking to us about both the airports and the Emirates announcement. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.